this is, you know, just completely not acceptable in America to have people threatened with actual explosive devices, no matter what political party they belong to or no matter what side of the aisle they are. I'm glad the president joined in condemning this because it's very dangerous. And you also have people scared now who are in elected office trying to do their job, or most of the time it's their staff who's at the front line opening the packages, opening the envelopes. So we are on, of course, high alert there in the Senate, looking at having a lot of the packages examined as it is. They go through a whole process. And I'm the ranking member of the Rules Committee, so that's part of my job, along with Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri. The two of us run the Rules Committee, too. We have jurisdiction over some of the security issues in the Capitol, so we've been working on this all day.
You mentioned just a moment ago that you were glad to hear the president condemning these potential attacks here. Obviously, he's in some ways encouraged bad behavior towards Democrats and the media in the past. Do you believe that his call for unity today is genuine?
You know, I am going to take him at his word because, you know, obviously I do not like the divisive rhetoric. I don't think it's helpful, but you know, I take him at his word that he's condemning these attacks, or at least attempted attacks here that we've been seeing.